Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Come and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our brokenness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father, who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It feels funny this Ash Wednesday, doesn't it? There's no service in the church. There's no gathering together in the pews. There's no taking an hour or so in the midst of your school or workday to pause and reflect on the Lenten journey we're about to begin. And there's no ashes. That's what really gets me. There's no ashes. Because I really love them. I used to love to walk around with them on, because it's a reminder of what this is starting, this journey into Lent. It's evidence. But you know, this Ash Wednesday being different has made me think, is that really what we're supposed to be doing? You know, what we used to do in previous years, some people getting all dressed up in their vestments to stand on street corners and do drive-by ashings, to try and pump up the volume and get butts in the seats, to proudly go about our day with a cross marked on our forehead proclaiming that we went to church. Now, obviously this is a little complicated because those things aren't necessarily bad, but we should ask ourselves, what do they serve? Who do they serve? In this gospel passage, Jesus gives instructions for a righteous life. And he doesn't give us laws. He doesn't tell us how to evangelize. He tells us how to shine with God's glory, almsgiving and fasting, things we don't really recognize as easy in the modern world. They're too tied to other things. And that is a whole sermon in itself. I mean, fasting at Lent is one of my biggest pet peeves. But there's also prayer. And I think that's what really shapes this passage, and really this whole section, because this is just part of the Sermon on the Mount in which Jesus tells his followers how, basically, to follow him. And he gives them instructions, and then he gives them a prayer. The Lord's Prayer, which shapes his whole discussion. Because that's what this righteous living is all about. That prayer. That prayer that asks for two things. God to be present in our daily lives. And forgiveness. That is what we all need. The transcendent power becoming immanent, active presence, present in our midst, come down to be with us, one of us. And the deeply profound and abundant compassion needed to forgive and be forgiven, to receive and give grace. This is the heart of the gospel. Your righteousness is explicitly tied to your relationship with God and with others. And that is what we are called to remember this day, on Ash Wednesday. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are created. You are part of creation. Remember you are one shining point in the great cosmic web, infinitely important and simultaneously part of something far more vast than you could comprehend. Remember you are mortal and fragile, and you are part of this miraculous flow of human history. Remember that you must walk gently, and that you pass your brilliance and mission, your legacy, onto others so that they might shine. Remember who you are, forgiven and beloved. I know that this isn't the Ash Wednesday any of us wanted, but maybe it's the one we needed. To remind ourselves of the humble journey we are about to make to the cross through Lent. That our invitation this day is to not go out drawing attention to ourselves, but to come back to God. That this sacramental living isn't just bound to Lent or Eucharist or some other event or service, but that it's the gift that we receive every day with our daily bread. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance, for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you, to one another, and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and earth, that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord. For our waste and pollution of your creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. And remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return.